Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Saints, and welcome to another edition of Contending for the Faith with yours truly, your brother in Christ, your servant in the Lord, Brother Moses Henry Jones. Well, I was going to be talking about Paula White and Jensen Franklin tonight, but I changed it up. Only because I saw during the weekend when I was down in New York City, I saw that Larry Reed was talking about Bishop Noel Jones. And I said, why is he talking about Bishop Noel Jones? That's Bishop Noel Jones is small potatoes. Bishop Noel Jones is a small fish. Now, you can differ with me if you like to, but I'm based on his broadcast, I'm going to prove you wrong. I'm going to show everyone why Larry Reed from the Larry Reed Live Show is focused on the wrong bishop. I'm going to show you why very shortly. But like I said, I was going to be talking about Paula White, and we've been doing a series on her and where did she get her doctorate. And we know Paula White has no doctorates, even though people like T.D. Jakes and Rodney Howard Clown keep calling Paula White Dr. Paula White. But she has no doctorates. I can tell you that the spiritual advisor of the President of the United States, Paula Michelle White, Kane, Hinn, Frieger, I don't know how many last names she's got. She's been with so many different men. I can tell you that this woman has no doctorates. I can tell you. Just listen to her. Just let her open her mouth, let her speak, and you'll find out that the woman is illiterate. Well, I'll get back to that on Friday. I'll get back to Paula White, and I'll get back to Jensen Franklin, who I have called the Wizard of Odd, because the man has an odd Jesus, he has an odd Satan, he has an odd Holy Spirit, and he has an odd preaching sidekick. And we're not done with Jensen Franklin, and we're not done with Paula White. We're just taking an intermission only because I need to talk about Larry Reed. And why is he leading us down this rabbit hole? Why is Larry Reed chosen to lead us down this rabbit hole? Because chasing Bishop Noel Jones is chasing a rabbit hole. That's what he's having us do. Like I said, and look, in the vast ocean of Christianity, Bishop Noel Jones is a guppy. He's a little fish. And again, you can, he's a great preacher, blah, blah, blah. He's such an anointed man of God, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but in the large scheme of things, he's quite small. He's small. What's going on in the black church with all those black bishops chasing Rome, that's the big story. Why isn't Larry Reed talking about the big story, and he's focused on the little story? That's what I want to know. Because Larry Reed is no dum-dum. Larry Reed is no dummy. So why is he wanting to turn us into dummies? Why does Larry Reed want us, like, he's the Pied Piper, he's blowing on his little flute, and he wants us to chase him and follow him, and he's leading us away from the big story, but he's having us chase the little story. Why is that? Why is that? And we're going to explore that for the next couple of days. We're going to explore it today. We're going to look at it again tomorrow, Wednesday. We're going to look at it Thursday. If I'm not done with it on Thursday, then we'll come back and do it on Friday. I can, listen, this is my broadcast. I can push whatever shows I was talking about, I can push them out of the way and just keep talking about Larry Reed. Now, if you haven't heard, on July 13th, which was only just 3 days ago, Mr. Larry Reed of the Larry Reed Live Show, which I got to tell you is a very popular show. Mr. Larry Reed knows how to use social media to get his message out. Got to give him credit. Mr. Larry Reed knows how to use social media. I would dare say, and I think I would be correct, that he is the hottest thing on social media. I would dare say that Larry Reed Live, and listen, you got to give the devil his credit. You got to give the devil his due. This guy, Larry Reed, he knows how to rally the masses around his program, and he's very, very entertaining. Now, some would call him a gossip monger. Some would say that all he does is he exposes people, but like Larry says, he says he's only talking about things that's already out there. So if you don't want, Larry says, if you don't want me to talk about it, don't get yourself posted out there. And he's correct on that front. But he is a gossip monger, because he takes what's already out there and puts it on his platform, and he blows it up. So on the one hand, he's right. Don't get caught. Don't get exposed if you don't want him to put it on this huge platform. The psalmist used to say, "Oh, let us magnify the Lord." Larry Reed's theme is, oh, let us magnify your sin. That's what Larry Reed does. So now, on July 13th, Mr. Larry Reed, Dr. Larry Reed, of the Larry Reed Live Show, posted a short video reporting on Bishop Noel Jones' current partnership with the bizarre cult called the Moonies. But, again, that he reported that on July 13th. That's old news. That Noel Jones is with the Moonies is old news. I talked about it back in November of last year, if you remember. I talked about how Noel Jones was scheduled to be in New York at the Long Island Nassau Coliseum, where the New York Islanders play hockey. Noel Jones was scheduled to be there on November 12th. He was the featured speaker at an event being hosted by the Moonies. The Nassau Coliseum. Have you ever gone to the Nassau Coliseum to watch the New York Islanders play? It's a big coliseum. It's huge. It's raggedy. It's old. It needs to be torn down. It needs to be torn down and rebuilt, but it's a huge venue. And there was Noel Jones, the featured speaker, on an event being hosted by none other than Dr. Hak Ya Hang Moon. Who is Dr. Hak Ya? Who is Dr. Hak Ya Hang Moon? Well, she is the widow of Sun Young Moon, the founder of the Moonies. That's who she is. Well, he died some time ago. She took over, and she runs that cultic organization known as the Moonies. That's a pejorative. Their real name is the Unification Church. The Unification Church. Another term for unification is ecumenism. You see, the Moonies call it unification. The Roman Catholic Church calls it ecumenism. Same thing. Well, back on November 12th, Bishop Noel Jones of the City of Refuge Church in Los Angeles, California, he was the featured inspirational speaker. So this is old news that he has joined forces with the Moonies. This is old news. At that event at the Nassau Coliseum was going to be Bishop Hezekiah Walker. That's right, Bishop Hezekiah Walker was there, along with Yolanda Adams, along with Israel Houghton. Israel Houghton, Yolanda Adams, Hezekiah Walker, and a 5,000-voice choir called the Peace Choir, because the whole promotion of the Unification Church is, let's bring peace through unity. But you can't have peace apart from Jesus Christ. So think about it. Hezekiah Walker, Yolanda Adams, and Israel Houghton. Those three big names in the Christian music industry. I can care less for Hezekiah Walker. I don't listen to Yolanda Adams, nor do I listen to Mr. Houghton. It's not my kind of music. So here you have those three top singers and Bishop Noel Jones joining forces with the Moonies. And as Dr. Hak Ya Hang Moon, which is a mouthful, her theme for this event back in November 12, 2018 was, it's the time for the Holy Spirit to heal America. It is the time, and that's, I'm reading it off the postcard, because I was down in New York City back in November, and I just happened to visit a number of churches, and in the vestibule of these churches were these cards. Now think about it. I am visiting Christian churches. I am giving out my info on my new book, Jackass Church Bishops, and in the vestibule of these churches where I'm about to put my postcard to advertise the book, I find these postcards where Bishop Noel Jones is going to be with Dr. Hak Ya Yang Hang Moon, and she's promoting, it's time for the Holy Spirit to heal America. What in the world is that woman talking about, and why is Noel Jones with her? Well, it's old news. It's old news. It's old news. It's old news. But again, I don't recall Larry Reed talking about this back in November. Now, if I'm wrong, I stand corrected, but I don't recall back in November seeing anything posted by Dr. Larry Reed chastising Bishop Noel Jones for joining up with the Moonies. Now, that might be because he's partial to Hezekiah Walker, he's partial to Yolanda Adams, and he's partial to Israel Houghton. But again, that's my conjecture. I don't know that Dr. Reed knows any of these singers. You know, Dr. Reed is in the music business as well as in the gossip mongering business. So there he is. I don't recall him mentioning this. Now, again, if we did a show or if we did 2 or 3 minutes talking about Noel Jones and his joining up with the Unification Church, I didn't hear it. But why is he going after Noel Jones? Why? Like I said, Noel Jones is peanuts. He's a small potato. He's a little goldfish among the sharks. Oh, brother, you're putting down Noel Jones. No, he put himself down. Well, he's a popular preacher. He's got his calendar book. Yeah, prostitute preachers are very popular. Yes, they are, no doubt. Noel Jones doesn't even need to pastor. He can be on the road every day. No doubt all around America there would be a church 365 days a year that would love to have Noel Jones preach to them. But not any sane church. Not any Jesus-loving church. Not any Bible-reading church wants Noel Jones because he doesn't preach the Bible. He's a New Age preacher. Anytime you listen to Noel Jones, you can always pick up New Age sprinklings in his preaching. Anytime you listen to him, you can say, oh, there goes another New Age statement. He's a New Age preacher masquerading as one who preaches Christ. That's just my opinion. And I think I have the edumacation to back up my opinion. So, again, why is Larry Reed focused on Noel? I would like to know. I would like for Larry to let us know. Larry, if you're listening to the broadcast, which I doubt that Larry Reed Live would be listening to my little itsy-bitsy program. But, Larry, if you would like to tune into my broadcast and set me straight, one doctor to another, because you have a doctorate, so I think we can stand toe to toe and go blow to blow if you so desire. So, Larry, the number here is 646-564-9730, and if I see any number with the Atlanta area code, I will bring you right in. So talk to me, Larry. Talk to me, Dr. Reed. So, again, the question, tonight's question is, why is Larry Reed taking us down this rabbit hole? But Brother Jones, Brother Moses, isn't it, I mean, should Noel Jones be teaming up with the Moonies? No, he shouldn't be teaming. Any Christian preacher should have nothing to do with the Moonies. But that's my point. That's my whole point. Noel Jones was never a Christian preacher. He was always masquerading as one. From the first time that I heard Noel Jones many, many years ago, I said, this guy's involved in New Age. He's involved in New Age. So, I'm not shocked. Why would I be shocked that Noel Jones is teaming up with the Moonies? Why would I be shocked? I expected that. If you listen to Noel Jones preach on any occasion, you would say, my goodness, There's no difference between Noel Jones and a New Age guru. There's no difference other than he'll mix in Jesus and a little bit of Bible and a little bit of God and, that's just masquerading. That's just the wolf speaking in celestial language. But for those of us who have an ounce of discernment in our brains, we could have said, listen, you listen to me. You read the book Kingdom of the Cults by Dr. Walter R. Martin. You read Dr. Martin's book, as I did in the late 70s. I went through Dr. Martin's book, three or four times in the late 70s. It was given to me as a gift, Kingdom of the Cults. And I went through that huge book one time, then again. And then I even got the videos, because there was an accompanying series of videos that went with the book Kingdom of the Cults. And I went through that series, and so I'm fully trained in the cults. And when you listen to these preachers preach, oh, there you go, New Age. New Age thought. New Age thought. You can pick it up. So here is the clip. Here is the short video that Larry Reed put up on YouTube a couple of days ago on the 13th of July. And it says here in the opening picture of the video, it says, some time ago I talked about Bishop Noel Jones and the City of Refuge hosting the Moonies. He says, some time ago. I don't know when that was. I talked about Bishop Noel Jones and the City of Refuge hosting the Moonies. So let's listen to the video. Larry Reed goes on to say, he says, many people were outraged and the comments were in the LRL fashion, very intense.
Cause of what we're doing on this coming Saturday is to bring everybody together. Amen.
Now, this is an elder. This is a man who is submitted to Bishop Noel Jones. This is an elder over at the City of Refuge Church in Los Angeles, California. And he's announcing this special event that Bishop Noel Jones is going to do with the Moonies. And this is the present event. We're not talking about the November event. That already passed. And that took place in Long Island, in New York City, in Long Island, New York. So here is this elder at Noel Jones's church, and he's talking about this upcoming event that's around the corner where Bishop Noel Jones and his church, City of Refuge, is going to be hooking up with the Moonies. And let's listen to what they have to say.
Cause of what we're doing on this coming Saturday is to bring everybody together. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, we're not coming to preach Jesus. Amen. But we come to preach God. Amen. And then we're going to have people with different beliefs inside the building. But one thing we have to understand, we're going to have to get along with everyone. Amen. When we begin to have a conversation and understand our diversity and what you think, how we think, amen, we can come together in love and to appreciate our brothers and our sisters, amen.
Well, he's talking about how the Moonies are going to show up, but the Moonies aren't your brothers and sisters. They're not born again. They're not born from above. So how can they be your brothers and sisters? And you're not going to talk about Jesus, then what the heck are you going to talk about? I mean, if you're not going to talk about Jesus, what's the purpose of the meeting? Because when I go to church, I just want to hear about Jesus. I don't want to hear about the bishop. I don't want the bishop's resume read to me. I don't want to read we have a guest preacher. I don't want 20 minutes of the service to be taken in reading the guest speaker's bio. I don't want to hear the preacher's bio. 99.9% of the times that I've sat in the church and I've heard the preacher's bio, and it, after reading the preacher's bio, if it's a man, you think it's Superman, and if it's a woman, you think she's Superwoman. After reading the bio, and the preacher gets up and screams and shouts and spits on people for an hour and a half, I am so disappointed because the bio was a pack of lies. The bio was a complete pack of lies. Everything in that bio is not true. Because if it was true, this person preaching to us would not sound like a buffoon. So don't waste my time with a 20-minute bio read, and then don't waste my time putting up a preacher for an hour and a half that's all they're going to do is spit on me and pass germs on to me and prophesy to me, and the church has never changed for Christ. I just want someone to preach Jesus. That's all. I come to hear about Jesus. So this guy doesn't want anybody to talk about Jesus. We're just coming in love. We're just going to love on one another. People have different belief systems. Again, this is the unification church's concept. This is what the Roman church calls ecumenism. And here is this clown again telling us what they're going to do this coming week. Here he is.
Amen, but we come to preach God, amen, and then we're going to have people with different beliefs inside the building, but one thing we have to understand, we're going to have to get along with everyone, amen.
Yeah, ask Rodney King how that went for him when he said, can't we just all get along? No, we're not all going to get along. I want to hear Jesus preached, and if Jesus isn't being preached, I'm not coming. If Jesus is not being preached, I'm not showing up. Paul said, I preach Christ and him crucified. And if you don't like it, don't show up.
Of what we're doing on this coming Saturday is to bring everybody together. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, we're not coming to preach Jesus. Amen. But we come to preach God.
Well, you can't separate Jesus from God, and you can't separate God from Jesus. They're one and the same. So how can you preach God and not preach Jesus? How can you preach Jesus and not preach God? They're indivisible. It's what we call in theology the hypostatic union, how God became man and man is fused into God and God is fused into man. That Jesus is both 100% God and 100% man. The hypostatic union. So you want to preach God, but you're not going to mention Jesus. How does that work, moron? This is an elder at the church. This is, remember, this is an elder making the announcement. Sounds more to me like a jackass than an elder.
Cause of what we're doing on this coming Saturday is to bring everybody together. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, we're not coming to preach Jesus. Amen. But we come to preach God. Amen. And then we're going to have people with different beliefs inside the building. But one thing we have to understand, we're going to have to get along with everyone. Amen. When we begin to have a conversation and understand our diversity and what you think, how we think, amen, we can come together in love and to appreciate our brothers and our sisters, amen, because if the truth of the matter is we all think the same, we all feel the same, we cry the same, amen, but the thing is we have to begin to love us, and if we love ourselves, we can love somebody else, amen. Can you believe?
Love myself. We got to love us. Because if we love us, we can love somebody. What kind of gibberish is that? This is an elder in a church? This is an elder? I mean, this sounds like a drunk. Sounds like a wino preaching in the street. This guy's making no sense. Sounds like a drunk wino, in Rehoboth, Brooklyn, when I used to go to the Rehoboth Gospel Tabernacle Church. And I would walk from Verona Street through Coffee Park to go to Rehoboth Gospel Tabernacle Church. And you would come into the winos, and they would see you with the Bible, and they would start preaching. The winos would. This guy sounds like a wino. He sounds like he's drunk. Isn't making any sense.
The truth of the matter is we all think the same. We all feel the same. We cry the same. Amen. But the thing is, we have to begin to love us. And if we love ourselves, we can love somebody else. Amen. Can you believe that on today?
That is the symbol for the Unification Church.
All right, and well, here's Larry Reed, and he's going to talk about Noel Jones's participation with the Unification Church. So let's hear Mr. Reed.
That is the symbol for the Unification Church. The Unification Church, or better known as the Moonies, is a movement of a religious movement. And this religious movement don't believe that Jesus is God. Now, in Christianity, well, some of us, because I tell you, this is still mixed up. Jesus and God is at least the same essence, the same energy. Most of us believe that. Even we don't believe that the Son is the mirror of the Father, or whether we were the prosopon theory of the Third Ecumenical Council.
Dr. Reed, take your time. Nobody understands what you're saying. I don't know what Ecumenical Council is. What's that? Come on, Dr. Reed. You have a doctorate. What Ecumenical Council are you talking about? Take your time. You don't have to rush. You don't have to rush. You can take your time. You can explain this. Jesus is not an energy. Jesus is a person, Dr. Reed. He's a person.
In Christianity, well, some of us, because I tell you, this is still mixed up. Jesus and God is at least the same essence, the same energy. Most of us believe that. Even we don't believe that the Son is the mirror of the Father, or whether we were the prosopon theory of the Third Ecumenical Council, or whether we... There's so many different things when it comes to what we believe in Christian, but let's just put...
No, it's very simple. Jesus is the God-man. Very simple. He's the second person of the Holy Trinity. He is God incarnate. He's the Word. And in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten, the monogenes of the Father. Come on, Dr. Reed. You have a doctorate. Take your time. Explain these things. Explain them. Break them down. Make them plain. You sound like you don't know what you're talking about, Dr. Reed.
Like this. He's apostolic. He's apostolic. And he believes that Jesus is God. But these folks here don't believe that. So let me tell you what they're doing this weekend now. On this here weekend, they're having the Moonies, the Unification Church, to come in. And he's going to be preaching, but they're doing it for the purpose of peace of the community. But what they are agreeing to do, and everybody online when I posted it is going crazy, they agreed to only preach God, but not preach Jesus. In the Christian church, we don't embrace, I'm going to say what truth is, and I'm speaking for the Christian church, we don't believe that nobody saved but us, and don't nobody have the real God but us, that Jesus is the only way to God. I believe Jesus is the only way to God, but you understand that my expanded understanding is that I see Jesus even in other religions.
Then you are a false prophet. If you have an expanded understanding, then you are in essence an ecumenist. That's what you are. You have joined Antichrist's church, which is a mixture of paganism, Judaism, Christianity, New Age, and all the other isms lumped into one. That's Satan's end time church. So now we know that Dr. Larry Reed has broadened his understanding. And that means that he accepts that Jesus can be found in other pagan religions, and that some way, somehow, that paganized Jesus in the unique paganized form for those pagan people will lead those people to God. This is Larry Reed now. This is what so what's the difference between him and Bishop Noel Jones? There's no difference. Let's listen to Dr. Larry Reed again.
Jesus is the only way to God. I believe Jesus is the only way to God, but you understand that my expanded understanding is that I see Jesus even in other religions.
Well, then you don't believe that Jesus is the only way to God. You just contradicted yourself. Because Jesus is not presented as the only way to God in other religions. He's not even mentioned by his name, Jesus. You know that the angel told Mary, "Thou shalt call his name Jesus." You know that, Dr. Reed. When you read the Gospels, Gabriel told Mary that the child is to be called Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. You know that, Dr. Reed, right? That's why he's called Jesus. But in other pagan religions, the Savior or the Redeemer of those pagan religions, they're never called Jesus. So therefore, you don't have Jesus. You can't see Jesus in other religions, Dr. Reed. No, your expanded understanding has led you astray, Dr. Reed.
I believe that nobody's saved but us, and don't nobody have the real God but us, that Jesus is the only way to God. I believe Jesus is the only way to God, but you understand that my expanded understanding is that I see Jesus even in other religions. So you got to take that. That's me talking. I do see the path in other religions, although they may not call it Jesus.
Oh, you see? They may not call it Jesus, but I do see the path. No. Jesus said, listen, Dr. Reed, take out your Greek lexicon, Dr. Reed. Take out your Greek lexicon and notice Jesus said, "I am the way." Jesus never used the plural, Dr. Reed. He never said, "I was the ways," so that you can find him in different religions. No, he is not the ways, plural. He is the way, singular. So you may see that, but I don't. And any Bible-believing Christian doesn't see it that way because, again, that is called ecumenism. Ecumenism. Where all the religions of the world lead back to God, and we can come together as brothers and sisters despite our different religious beliefs and despite our different religious rites and our religious practices and our religious ceremonies and our different religious books. They all lead to God. No, Dr. Reed. No. Dr. Reed is confused. I have to tell you, my brothers and sisters, Dr. Reed is very confused. Because on the one hand, he says Jesus is the only way to God. Then he's telling you, no, there are many different roads to God. Because I see in my expanded understanding, because I am enlightened, I happen to be more enlightened than other people. I actually see Jesus in other religions, although those religions may not call him Jesus.
Church, we don't embrace, I'm going to say what truth is, and I'm speaking for the Christian church, we don't believe that nobody's saved but us, and don't nobody have the real God but us, that Jesus is the only way to God. I believe Jesus is the only way to God, but you understand that my expanded understanding is that I see Jesus even in other religions. So So you got to take that. That's me talking. I do see the path in other religions, although they may not call it Jesus.
Yeah, I see that you're confused. Is what I see. I see that you're confused.
But we certainly ain't gonna have nobody come up in our church house, in our sacred place, that don't believe in Jesus and worship, and then say we won't say the name of Jesus just so you can stay in here. Now, this is a new one for me. I ain't never seen this take place before. But I do think the reality of everybody coming together, like we're doing Larry Live, this ain't no Christian show. Everybody believe how they believe. The people watching the show and me even calling to the show. On a platform like this, this is the world we live in. But I thought in our churches, we would sort of keep it within the family. Although we know the community dumps into the church. But the community that dumps in the church, eventually we're going to evangelize them, show them love until they believe, line up with what we believe. It's a little bit of some form of spiritual colonization and recruitment, but I'm just saying what our practice is. It's how we get members. It's how we grow. It's how we take over.
It's called soul winning. We don't colonize anyone. There's no colonization going on. It's called soul winning. Read James chapter 5, verses 18 and 19. Read James 5, 18 and 19. You'll see. There's no colonization. It's called soul winning. In fact, let me go to James chapter 5. James chapter 5. That's why I love the Bible. Well, excuse me, verse 19 and 20. Brethren, this is what James says. Dr. Reed, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converted the sinner from the error of his ways shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. The biblical language is soul winning, not colonization.
As the main religion in the U.S. But Bishop Jones is allowing the Unification Church. Now, you go look up the Unification Church and the Unification Movement and look at what they believe.
So now, after that little clip that he had, he's going to present Noel Jones. Now, the remainder of this video, which is 6 minutes, almost 7 minutes long, the remainder of this video is Bishop Noel Jones making the pitch that the mother of the unification movement, Dr. Hak Ya Han Moon, is going to be visiting the church. Listen to this.
Bishop says that God is bringing the mother of peace to the city of refuge, and that's a great combination. Listen here. He said, the world is in a disarray, but God has raised up this mighty woman of God for no other reason than to bring us all together, all religions, all creeds, all races, so that we might learn how to love one another. Why? Because we are all in the image of God. Doesn't matter what color, doesn't matter what shape of face, doesn't matter what creed, what religion we are, all in the image of God. And Mother is coming to bring us together. We're inviting you to this marvelous occasion.
Look at now how now some of these preachers and these singers are now doing these events at LGBT same gender loving churches. Now they're even hooking up with the Moonies and doing all these events together. And you know, the Moonies, you know, all religions and all people come together and they say, okay, just don't say Jesus' name. And they even say Jesus made a mistake because he never got married. You know, I'm all for everybody coming together, but what won't y'all tell us the truth? Because all these years, y'all been telling us that gays is going to hell and they demons. They're abomination to God. People like the Moonies, they are going to hell because they don't believe in Jesus and him crucified and that he's God. Now y'all pairing up with them. So, has there been a revelation y'all need to share with us? Should there be some pages we tear out of our Bibles? Or was this all about money anyway? And since the church lets people now go to church than ever before, and the money and the power, now you're linking up because of money and power. Just tell us the truth. That's okay. Hello? Hello? Can we get the truth over here told to the people in the church? Tell us what in the whole hell and the heaven is going on, please, so we don't understand. Please. All right.
Well, that's the whole video. That's the whole clip. Now, again, I go back to why is Larry Reed focused on Noel Jones and the Moonies? Why? There's a bigger story. There's a bigger story than Noel Jones and the Moonies. This is a bigger story. In fact, I have personally written letters to Mr. Reed suggesting that he cover this big story. I sent him a letter, certified mail return receipt, that Mr. Larry Reed is afraid to go to his P.O. box and sign for. I don't know why. I'm not suing the man. I don't sue people. There's a letter waiting for Larry Reed at his P.O. box, certified mail return receipt, that Larry Reed refuses to sign. It's a friendly letter. I just mailed him some postcards on a series of books that I wrote. And I said, here's a few postcards. And this is my intent for writing you this letter. I'm sending it to you certified mail return receipt to ensure that you actually get it. Because you have to sign for the envelope. And since he's gotten so many of these certified mail return receipt letters, he's afraid it's a lawsuit. But Larry, if you're listening to me at 646-564-9730, please call in at 646-564-9730. Larry, I'm not suing you. I'm sending you a cordial letter explaining to you why you keep missing it week after week. You keep spending time on these little itty-bitty stories, chasing these little tadpoles like Noel Jones and going down a rabbit hole chasing the Moonies when there's a bigger story than that. And the big story is, this is the big story. It's a big story that the black church being led by the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops has joined forces, has engaged in a 25-year partnership with the Harlot Church of Revelation 17 and 18. That's a bigger story. Why is it a bigger story? Well, listen, there's no bigger cult than the Roman Catholic Church. There is, listen, the Moonies are 1%. Statistically, the Moonies in membership are 1% of the membership of the Harlot Church of Rome. That's number one. That's number one. The Moonies are just basically here in the United States, mainly in New York. The Roman Catholic Church is scattered throughout the entire world. The Roman Catholic Church, the Harlot Church of Revelation 17 and 18, called Mystery Babylon, the mother of harlots. That's right. That church, that anti-Christian church, the Church of Antichrist, the end-time Church of Antichrist, she is in partnership not with one bishop like Noel Jones, but she's in partnership with a joint college of bishops made up of thousands of bishops. Thousands of bishops have joined partnership, have come together, have joined hands, have become members, enlisted members of the Harlot Church's ministerial ranks. And Larry Reed would have us focus on Noel Jones and the Moonies when there's a bigger movement going on, which is the Joint College of Bishops, which basically they're Roman Catholic stooges. And they've joined forces with the Ecumenical Church of Rome. And yet Larry Reed won't do a show on the book, Jackass Church Bishops. He won't tell people where they can get the book free of charge. He won't turn them on, because I've also sent him emails. He's received my emails. He's answered my emails in a very, very, short manner. Mr. Reed, did you receive my letter? No, and that's it. That's the extent of his reply. And we're going to talk about whether or not tomorrow we're going to get into, is Larry Reed a punk? Because Larry Reed has called certain people punks. But I'm beginning to question, is Larry Reed a punk himself? And we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Because I'm going to play a clip in which he accuses people of being punks for sending him letters. But I think he's the bigger punk because he won't sign for letters. And again, it's not a lawsuit. I'm just making sure that he got his package with all of the information. Because I paid extra money to ensure that he got my correspondence, that he actually opened the packages. So that's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give him a heads up. And he is either too chicken to sign for the letter, or, which means he's a punk, or he's not interested in the story. Mr. Reed is not interested. He's not interested in talking about these 1,000 bishops in the African American church who have joined with the greatest cult of all time, the Roman Catholic Church. Why is he focused on one little bishop who only has influence over one church, his church, City of Refuge? Because Noel Jones only has influence over his church, City of Refuge. One bishop, one church, one cult. Larry Reed is so focused on one bishop, one church, and one cult, and yet he won't report on 1,000 bishops with 1,000 churches under their sway, involved with the mother of all cults. Ask yourself, this is a guy with a doctorate. Does he have trouble understanding? I mean, you would think. He talks about his expanded understanding. Don't you understand, Dr. Reed, that this is a bigger story? You're chasing a little tadpole in Noel Jones. You're chasing a little story. The unification, that's a little story. I didn't spend much time in the law. I just reported on it and said, well, we knew at some point in time Noel Jones was going to come out of the New Age closet because he's a New Ager. We knew that. We knew that years ago. It was just a matter of when was he going to come out of the New Age closet. Anyone with an ounce of discernment knew that at some point in time, Noel Jones was going to reveal himself as an apostate. We knew that. It was just a matter of when. But here's the bigger picture. There's an organization called the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops. Two of Larry Reed's good friends, Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan, who is also / the Master Prophet, Archbishop E. Bernard Jordan and Bishop George Bloomer are members of the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops. So we have to ask ourselves, why isn't Larry Reed making a stink about that? It's a bigger story. Larry Reed is about the big stories. He's about the big gossip story. Larry Reed if it's a big story out there, if it's big gossip, it's going to make it on the Larry Reed show. So why isn't he reporting on the bishops in the black church making the black church Roman Catholic? Because that's what's going on. You look at the black church, it's been transformed. The black church today is Roman Catholic. Just look at the church service. It's a Roman Catholic church service. That's what it is. Look at the ordinations. Look at the elevations of the bishops. All these elevations is just Roman Catholic mode. It's being done in a Roman Catholic fashion. So, my brothers and sisters, we're going to leave it there. Now, if you want the book that I went down to New York City to promote, the book called Jackass Church Bishops, the book that shows how the African-American church has been turned into a donkey republic by its apostolic succession braying, canon law hee-hawing, Joint College of Asinine Acting Clown Bishops. If you want that book, which is 15 chapters long, over 240 pages, over 260 footnotes, if you want this great book, because it'll open your eyes, it'll allow you to see what the Joint College of African American Pentecostal Bishops are doing, and what they're doing is they're giving the black church in America a Roman Catholic makeover. You are, in essence, joining the Church of Antichrist because your bishop, like the Pied Piper of your local assembly, is leading you down that ecumenical road. And we just have to ask ourselves, why is Dr. Larry Reed focused on a small story and ignoring the big story? Well, we'll come back tomorrow to do part two. And Dr. Reed, I hope you call the broadcast tomorrow. Let me give you the phone number one day in advance. It's area code 646-564-9730. I hope you come on, man. Listen, Dr. Reed, I hope you can man up. I hope you can man up and show up to this broadcast tomorrow. God bless you, saints. Love you much. Get the book. Email me at freechurchbooks@gmail.com, and I will send you a free ebook edition of Jackass Church Bishops. God bless you.